The purge begins. GOP pressure forces resignation of Lockheed Martin's woke vice president after Breitbart investigation. By Wendell Hasebo on January 14, 2025. Lockheed Martin's senior vice president of government affairs Shelley O'Neill Stoneman suddenly resigned Monday evening after the publication of the second installment in a broader Breitbart news investigation. The resignation came less than an hour after the Trump Transition and House Armed Services Committee exclusively told Breitbart News they condemned her political opinions as woke and incompatible with the incoming Trump administration. Shelley O'Neill Stoneman is no longer with the company, having resigned for personal reasons, a Lockheed spokesperson told Breitbart News. As we did in his first term, we look forward to a strong working relationship with President Trump, his team, and the new Congress to strengthen our national defense, the statement read. We share a commitment to achieving peace through strength and are focused on building mission-critical defense technology our adversaries cannot match. Breitbart News asked Lockheed if it was concerned about Stoneman's woke opinions and whether it plans to reorient its government affairs department toward the Trump administration. Stoneman publicly endorsed a long list of woke agenda items on X. She supported transgender people serving in the military, shared a quote from Vox claiming that being anti-racist is a journey, alleged January 6, 2021, was an insurrection, and also appeared to believe that diversity makes the nation stronger, for which she offered no evidence. Stoneman apparently deleted her X account on Friday after Breitbart News initially requested comment about her woke agenda. The purge begins, Politico Playbook reported Tuesday morning. After Breitbart reported on Shelley O'Neill Stoneman, Lockheed Martin's SVP of Government Affairs, having posted progressive political opinions online, the company told Breitbart that she'd resigned. Lockheed appears to want a strong working relationship with the incoming Trump administration and Congress. The House Armed Services Committee holds jurisdiction over the procurement of weapons that Lockheed Martin often supplies to the Department of Defense. Lockheed spent $9,508,940,000,000 in 2024 on lobbying lawmakers, according to Open Secrets. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.